Hello, everyone. This is Fatima Ghul for I Am Over the Wall. And this week, I wanted to talk about if you knew that you could powerfully deal with fear and self-doubt. And sometimes that there's three sources of fear, and that fear can be known as false evidence appearing real that stop you. And these three things are self-doubt, self-pity, and self-consciousness. So when we break it down, you know, things appear to us in thoughts, and then we put it into language, and the language is the words that we use to put it out there. So when we're looking at self-doubt, the language that we use is, I don't know how to do that. I'm not gifted to do that. I can't do that like my friend or my family members or my sister. You can constantly compare yourself. You're not qualified to do that job or to do that task. And what that does is it manifests as self-doubt. Doubts. And these are the words that are used in our heads, because then that leads us to a place of self-pity. And where there's self-pity, there is always like unhappiness. And then the circumstances take over who we are being. And we walk around with our eyes downcasted, our clothes not fitting properly, our postures hunched over. And then the energy around us is really depleted. And then we attract those people who are negative influences around us too. And those negative people are along with our negative energy just drains everything. And that just sets a formula for self-consciousness, where we're asking the people around us, what do they think? And then we give ourselves over to the limiting beliefs that people put on us. And then that just spells more defeat and more fear. But I say what we can do is that we can change that fear, that false evidence appearing real, to faith, freedom, action, increase, time, and hope. And then that freedom, right, that we live into, that gives us the possibility of starting anew tomorrow. Just to press the reset button and start anew. And then what we'll do is we start to take actions that we know to do, or that we can do, that is aligned with our own gifting and talents. And then once we take that actions and we get confident in it, then that leads to a positive vibration and an energy that around us, because now we're confident and we're running in our lane and we're doing what we know how to do. And that creates a natural shift that will create and cause and attract, you know, the right people to come into the same positive space and zone that we're in. And over a period of time, that will then manifest into self-confidence, which would allow us to walk with our heads up high and with a sense of purpose. And before you know it, we're going to be living in hope. Hope that brings about a persistent power to believe and achieve anything we want in our lives. So today I'm asking you to take off that coat of fear and put on the coat and the confidence and the spiritual being of hope, faith, and love. And then, you know, that was a great recipe for joy and success. So today I just want to enlighten you and let you know that you can deal with fear powerfully and just step into hope. And faith being freedom, action, increase, time, and hope. Until next time, this is Fatima Ghul for I Am Over the Wall.